Welcome to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of artificial intelligence, making the complex world of tech a little easier to navigate. I'm Alex, your guide through the maze of machine learning, data science, and more.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask all the questions you're thinking so you don't have to. Plus, I'll throw in a joke or two because who says AI can't be fun?
Absolutely, Jamie. Today we're tackling a topic that sounds more like science fiction than science fact: hallucination prevention in AI. No, we're not talking about robots seeing things. We're discussing how AI models can sometimes generate plausible but completely false information.
So you're telling me my AI assistant might start spouting fake news? Great, just what we need, an AI with an imagination.
Exactly, Jamie, though it's a bit more nuanced than that. These AI hallucinations happen when models like large language models, or LLMs, produce confident answers that are, well, just plain wrong. They can cite non-existent research or misquote facts, which, as you can imagine, is less than ideal.
I can see how that would be a problem. But Alex, why does this happen? Is AI just trying to bluff its way through like a high schooler who didn't do the reading?
Not intentionally, Jamie. It boils down to a few key issues: the quality of the training data, the model's architecture, and how prompts are designed. If the data is noisy or biased, or if the model makes too many assumptions, you start getting these hallucinations.
So it's like garbage in, garbage out, but with a creative twist. Got it. But how do we stop our AI from going on these fantastical journeys?
Great question. One major technique is retrieval augmented generation, or RAG. It's essentially giving the AI a fact checker by combining it with an external knowledge base. So instead of pulling answers from thin air, it's grounding its responses in actual, retrievable data.
Ah, so we're putting our AI on a leash, making sure it stays close to the facts. I like that. But what about making sure it understands the question correctly in the first place?
That's where prompt engineering comes in. By tweaking how we phrase prompts, we can guide the AI to be more cautious, asking it to only use verifiable information or admit when it doesn't know something.
I don't know. I wish more people were comfortable saying that. But seriously, this sounds like a step in the right direction. What about after the AI has come up with its response?
Then we move on to factual consistency checking. This is where another model, or a rule-based system, evaluates the AI's output to see if it aligns with known facts. It's kind of like having a fact checker read over an article before it gets published.
I can see how that would be useful, especially for high-stakes scenarios. But it also sounds like there's a human element to this.
Definitely. Even with all these checks and balances, human review is crucial, especially for critical applications. Large systems often use a hybrid approach, combining automated verification with human oversight to ensure accuracy.
It's good to know there's still a job for us humans in the AI future. But Alex, what are some common pitfalls in trying to prevent these AI hallucinations?
One major pitfall is over-reliance on retrieval as a source of truth. Not all information retrieved is accurate, so it's important to validate sources and apply ranking filters. Another issue is poor prompt design, which can lead to ambiguous or speculative responses from the AI.
So, it's not just about having the right tools, but knowing how to use them effectively.
Precisely, Jamie. And with ongoing testing, monitoring, and feedback loops, these systems can become more reliable and trustworthy over time.
Trustworthy AI. Now that's a goal worth aiming for. But I have to ask, Alex, can we ever fully eliminate hallucinations in AI?
The short answer is no, but we can minimize them significantly. It's about balancing the desire for creative and flexible AI responses with the need for factual accuracy and reliability.
A delicate balance, indeed. Well, it looks like we're just about out of time for today. Alex, thanks for breaking down the complex world of hallucination prevention in AI. It's been a real eye-opener.
Always a pleasure, Jamie, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Remember, the future of AI is bright, but it's up to us to guide it wisely.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the world of AI. Until next time, keep your facts straight and your AI grounded.